That's a Euchre reference.
That is spot on. You nailed it, John Roach, once again.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Dreams of the Great Lakes generating offshore wind energy haven't worked out so far, but experts still think it can work. Here's Mike Moan.
Despite early proposals that surfaced more than a decade ago, no commercial offshore wind turbines have been installed in the Great Lakes region. The University of Wisconsin's Greg Nemeth, who studies energy policy, says the Great Recession, lack of technology, and minimal interest from utilities thwarted the initial buzz. Some of those factors have changed, but Nemeth says there are still hurdles.
It seems to be because of increases in the cost of equipment, some of the specialized equipment that you need to work offshore, and then a higher interest rate environment.
And this month, the Lake Erie Energy Development Corporation decided to halt its Ohio wind project indefinitely. In the push for clean energy, it's hard to rule out an offshore project eventually being floated in places like Wisconsin. Nemeth says one attractive feature for offshore projects is you can build them closer to locations that have larger energy demands, with Milwaukee coming to mind. Land-based projects, despite their growth, still can face local opposition. Offshore projects do too, but Nemeth doesn't see them as being a big problem.
At the nearest, they'd be on the distant horizon, so you wouldn't really see them very much.
Even though aesthetics might not get local residents angered about an offshore project, he says impacts on birds and their migratory paths could drum up opposition to offshore development. However, some researchers say if technology matures for floating turbines in freshwater settings, it could help alleviate concerns about jumpstarting these kinds of projects in the Great Lakes region. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. This story was produced with original reporting from Nicole Pollock for Inside Climate News.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Fear you may be.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some fog early, cloudy skies, highs topping out in the upper 40s, light west winds. For your Sunday night, drizzle and then changing to a little bit of light snow, mostly cloudy skies, blustery winds out of the west, lows dropping to the upper 20s. It's 39 at our studios.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
WAUK.
Welcome back, December 16th, 2023, and if it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's still time for This Week in Waukesha, Hour 2 in our expanded Saturday morning show. And I'm your host, Don Brown, here, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the WAUK Studios. Here in the old NAMI building and right around the corner from Theodora Yeomans Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shad. Swartz Brothers, I'm going to put you on the spot again. Who was Theodora Yeomans, and why do we honor her here?
Billy.
Next. Sorry. No,
that's You're the okay. educator.
Bad with history.
All right. So, yeah, your next faculty
I would
meeting.
Say, though, did you say this is the old NAMI building?
It is the old NAMI building.
NAMI, yeah, so. National Allegiance Mental Illness.
Yep.
Yep. So, I did some work with them back in. So.
And they're still here in Waukesha.
Give me a moved point over for that. Grand,
yeah. You'll appreciate this, Julian, that they're where they are in Grandview. They're located to a lot of different clinics that they can now refer people to and like block them to, which is great. So it's
no,
really
they
great.
Do a lot of. They do.
But they still come to downtown. Mary Madden's been on the show twice, the executive director. Mm-hmm. And I understand from Anastasia that we have a caller.
We do. We have the one and only Triple G on the line.
Triple G, Greg Wansnyder, Waukesha North alum. Greg, how are you this morning?
Hello, Don. Hello, Julian. Hello, Julian's dad.
No, brother, Billy. The younger Billy.
Billy?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry,
we need a separate show for his dad because I'm sure he's got a lot of stories to tell here. So.
Really?
Did you have Julian. Did you have Billy's dad? Did you have Billy and Julian's dad? Do you have him for class at all when you're in sixth grade, or you had a different school?
No, but Julian gave a speech that impacted my life in so many ways. Julian, I don't know if you remember me. I'm a totally blind guy.
Yeah, no, I just saw you posted on Facebook, and I was gonna I saw that late last night. Gonna reach back out to you and say thank you, and no, it's great to hear from you.
Yeah, because Julian shared parts of his story with us and about what he was struggling with at the time. And it was just very, very impactful, Don, for me. And Julian was a part of Bible study about the time that I think I was a part of the Waukesha North Bible study. You were part of the Waukesha South kind of,
you know. Yep, I think we're doing some stuff with the youth center, and I remember all that really well.
Yeah,
yep.
Oh yeah, the one-to-one Waukesha Teen Center. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh my gosh, that place brings back memories. So, I just had to call in and say and I hope you're still inspiring a lot of people, Julian, and Don, if I might just real quick, something happening at Waukesha today.
Yeah.
There's a new church that's opening up a new campus. They're not opening till Easter, but Fox River Christian Church.
Wow, they're expanding.
Is opening their North Campus building to the Gold's Gym.
Oh, really?
Everyone wondered what was going to go in Gold's Gym. And now we know it's the Fox River Christian Church. So I'm going to be over there for a little while today. So come down and meet their team.
The big ribbon cutting ceremony, is that it?
Yeah, kind of, yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, Don, good call on the Waukesha North Kettle Moraine game last night, by the way.
Yeah.
I was hoping my North Stars would pull it out.
It was looking very promising there. Yeah, it's just a war of attrition, but they played well. Guys that are normally in double digits, like AJ Curtis, like only had five. So it was a really tough defensive battle. Both teams played really, really well defensively. So it was very much like a football game in terms of the physical nature of it.
So. Yeah. Which I know something Julia knows about through, you played basketball, right?
Yep.
Am I correct?
Yep.
So,
well, I appreciate it, Greg. Thank you. I appreciate the kind words and hope you're doing well, my man. Thank you so much.
I'm doing pretty well. Yep.
Sounds great.
Gained a little bit of weight since I saw you last, but hopefully
we all have.
Yeah. So terrific. Well, Greg, thanks always for the call and for always touching base. You are also a wellspring of great information and inspiration here in our Waukesha community. So enjoy your Saturday, Greg, and maybe we'll see you over at the Old Golds Gym. So
yeah. Stop on by, Don.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Peace, my friend.
Bye-bye.
See you, Greg.
So when I was on the city council, I was approached, and it was kind of, surreptitious at the time. We went to look over in that facility because there was a possibility of doing like a public market there that would also include something with the parks department since they had the infrastructure. And so I was there maybe with a couple other alders, with the city planning people and with the parks and rec people. And they were looking at like the, I think there's a swimming pool there and the workout facilities and seeing if that's something that their team could renovate. So it'd be a combination. It'd be like a multi-purpose complex for that was, park and rec, and then also this public marketplace. But unfortunately, the infrastructure was at age, and since, the gym had been closed for a few years, the assessment from parks and recs is it'd be way too expensive with tax dollars to try to renovate that. So, but the parking was there, certainly there's a big space, and that would have been neat to do something like that. So it is good to see that a tenant's finally coming in there. And gosh, if you ever been to that Fox River Church? It's non-denominational. It's there on 164. It's gigantic.
Huge.
Has a huge congregation. And so it's nice that, congrats to them.
Mm-hmm.
And good to see, some of these vacancy getting filled for a meaningful purpose.
No question.
Terrific. So, hey, other city news before we return to the Sports Brothers is that this is from the mayor's office. We are, as a city, we are only $400,000 away from completing the fundraising for the parade memorial at, is it Greed Park or Greedy Park? I want to call it Greedy, but it's just down the road here. And this parade memorial will be an everlasting symbol of our community support for the victims and survivors of the November 21st, 2021 attack. And, also great, allows space for reflection, healing, and remembrance. And they want to reach the fundraising goal soon in order for the memorial to be completed by November 21st, 2024, the third anniversary of the tragedy. So something to think about here for any of you looking to do some donations here in the holiday season and before the year ends. So I have to ask you, your father still, has a huge presence here and is well-remembered as a teacher and a coach. What was his influence on the two of you and your younger brother?
Go ahead, Jules.
for me, I think growing up, it was just somebody that was just there all the time and really in the day-to-day, whether and my mom as well. I mean, from my standpoint, I played basketball all over the country, and I played with different AAU teams, team down in Milwaukee with the Police Athletic League, a team down in Racine, got to play with Caron Butler, who was one of the all-time greats and played in the NBA for a long time with Racine growing up. And just the sacrifice I would use, that would probably be my adjective. I always talk about my dad when I got into coaching. You know, my dad could have easily coached at the highest of levels, you know, whether it been high college or so forth and so on. And he really sacrificed. I mean, I think when Billy transitioned from, you know, grade school, middle school, he was coaching the girls over at Waukesha North and very successful, and then kind of got out to really spend time with take over Billy's group and then my group. And so I would just use the word sacrifice, just growing up, both my parents, and then now as I've gotten older and, like I said, gotten into coaching, the art of, for me, what I've learned so much from and take so much is just the art of, like, coaching. You realize, I think coaching is really, it's a lot of teaching. It's a lot of motivation. It's a lot of counseling.
Sure.
To be honest. And so my dad was still, get to this day, we mentioned a handful of people, but, as my dad's gotten older and things, you get all these people all the time. They just come back and say, you know, he was favorite teacher and so forth. And, you know, and I remember watching my dad, just the art of teaching. And, and so that's really what I've taken away so much of.
Neat.
Yeah.
All right, Bill, you're up.
Yeah, I think, you know, as people know me well, I don't like talking about myself and accomplishments and those types of things. But I will for a second, just because, I didn't have that size or individual ability, you know, like Jules did in a sport to play at a, you know, a real high level.
Sure.
So I think, you know, for myself, he just pushed me, you know, to do all that I could.
Yeah.
And in high school, I ended up playing 4 sports.
Well, and I understand, you know, you also had a great high school. You were on a great basketball team. It was in 94. Was it your senior year?
We did. I mean, there was a stretch there. We won 5 out of 6 conference titles in a row. My junior year was the only one we didn't. We went to sectional finals all the time. We just couldn't get over the hump.
Sure.
My senior year, lost at home to Rufus King, who was number 1 in the state. I think we were number 7 at the time. So then I went on to college, and I was going to play 1 sport, and I ended up playing 3. And, you know, there's...
What else besides soccer and basketball?
I did soccer, basketball, ran track.
Track, and, okay. You know, that would make sense.
Crazy enough, go there to play basketball, and I end up doing better in the other 2 sports. And
he's in the Hall of Fame because of his all-time leader soccer.
Yeah, I went into the Ripon College Athletic Hall of Fame in 13.
Wow.
And I ended up staying there 2 more years.
That's a great honor.
The assistant men's basketball position, and then my soccer coach left, so I got the head soccer job. And
he was a head soccer coach at like 23. I think he had some players that were as old as him.
Sure. Oh, that's neat. At Ripon, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so spent 7 great years of my life there. And so I think, you know, for me, Dad, you know, just basically pushed me to do as much as I could. I got 3 majors while playing 3 sports in college, which I was a 17 ACT guy.
Wow.
So just worked my tail off.
Sure.
And, you know, it was ended up working out. But I think, you know, similar to Jules, but yet 2 different perspectives.
Sure.
So,
but yeah, no, it's again, very, very admirable. All those things that you'd achieved.
So. The other thing I would say, you got time.
Yeah. You got a few seconds. Yeah.
Is this tough love? I think my dad really illustrates, embodies kind of the way you got to almost coach and approach relationships nowadays.
Sure.
I think old school discipline, but with great love.
I love it.
Yeah.
So much more about the Swartz family and other things happening in Waukesha after these important messages. Do not go away. This Week in Waukesha continues on WAUK 101.1 FM.
The Shaw, WAUK. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Anybody who's ever breastfed a child knows that breast milk is liquid gold. Preserve it at all costs.
Oh, that's what Kristen was talking about. Yeah. Freezing it, like pumping, freezing. She's like, I have bricks of it. I'm like, this sounds like a reboot of Breaking Bad. Like, this is...
In the breast
Breaking
milk
breast. Breaking breast.
Breaking breast. Well done.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Okay. I've been loving you a long time.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha. And yes, that's Shane McGowan and the Pogues. And this was the original recording of Rainy Night in Soho, which I like the one they ended up cutting that ended up on one of their albums. Had a lot of great brass in that, which I really like. Just great instrumentals. And my favorite version of that song, actually, we're back here in this week in Waukesha, Don Brown with the Swartz Brothers. We had Pete Schwab on. We were talking about, I used to work with his sister Julie at a restaurant group down in Evanston, Illinois. And one of the restaurants was an Irish pub. And one Sunday night, it was raining, ironically enough, and I was bored. So I went over to, I was a manager there, so I could go get my free meal and a couple pints and enjoy a great local band called the Muck Brothers. It was all Irish guys playing kind of like Pogues, like music. It was like they're taking traditional and they're amping it up. They're accelerating it and turning it into rock and roll. And it was a really cool experience. You'd have like grandmothers and little kids dancing on tables and a great environment. And at one point the band took a quick break and they invited a young woman up named Maureen O'Shea to do, and she did Rainy Night in Soho. And she just had one friend just playing with a little keyboard. And it was amazing. It was like most amazing version of that song I'd ever heard. And I used to lobby for her to go pro and join a band and do all these things. And people would tell me, no, she's just very, she thinks it's, unethical to make money off of your art. That's what the Irish would say. And she finally did get coaxed into a band, and she was never really the same. It didn't sound the same as she did that one night that she played that song. And there's moments in your life like that that you never forget. And it's and that's why I love Waukesha so much. There's just so many of these local moments. Like last Saturday when I saw Olivia Rangel handing the game ball to the president after this amazing overtime win against undefeated Milliken, and just an amazing moment of grace that many cases you can only experience at the local level. Mm-hmm. And I know the Swartz brothers growing up here have experienced a lot of those, and having a great mom and dad, that a lot of great moments to share. And what were some of your, I guess, favorite moments, you know, playing, if you will, playing and coaching?
Yeah, for me, like I said, just growing up, I was really, really fortunate just at a young age to see a lot of the country just with, I think one of the best things my dad ever did when I was like 10 or 11, he took me right down to inner city Milwaukee. And, we formulated a relationship with the police officer at the Milwaukee Police Academy, yeah, who's going to start up this AAU team. And I basically was the first one that started that. And then we went on a run, for about, you know, 7-8 years where we pretty much won the state title or finished second and represented the state of Wisconsin, the AAU. Also going down, like I said, Racine and being able to play with, you know, just a lot of talented players and
sure,
being able to travel the country at a young age. That would be one. Second, wow, one was I got a great picture of, it was when I came out at the end. It was when we played at South to go to state my senior year. I got a great picture of when I was checked out of the game. And I remember I kind of gave my head coach, I got the greatest respect for, kind of a hug in that, but the pictures of me and my dad, and he's kind of giving me a big bear hug, and just the symbolism. Wow. And you know, you say, you know, picture speaks 1,000 words, all sure, the time, effort, energy, yeah, all the sacrifice, all that went into that, and for to get the state,
yeah,
and all that illustrates, that was probably, you know, in my coaching career, last thing I would say is been able to play at just some unbelievable places all throughout really the world and the country and all that.
Wow.
But you always come back to, whether it be a Final Four or Madison Square Garden or all these different places.
Yeah.
There's nothing like high school
right.
the purity of it. And, you know, sure. you come back, and I was just reflecting on that last Friday. I was at a high school game, and just the community, the purity. There's just nothing like the high school level.
Yeah. And this coming from a guy that went to a Final Four as a freshman with Dick Bennett's.
Yeah, a lot of great experience, like I said, but the best, you just always come back to, there's nothing like high school hoops.
Sure. Yeah, no doubt. You know, I remember, the team you lost to, Michigan State, Tom Izzo, I had the honor of meeting him when I was a freshman at Michigan State, and he was an assistant under Judd Heathcote. But years later, I'm living in Evanston, and met this architect that went to U of M. Like, right there, there's just a bad recipe for arrogance, right? No, but Kevin was a friend of mine. But Kevin talked about his high school team losing to a high school team that Izzo had coached before he got into the college ranks. And he said literally it was like five guards in the starting lineup.
Mm-hmm.
But their defense and their and he had a team with a lot of, like, I guess, all-state guys, you know, certainly like physically and athletically maybe superior, but this team that Izzo had of these mites had just broken them down.
Small ball ahead of the time.
Oh, yeah. And so, and same thing. Yeah, it's just probably, and I guess if you were to ask Tom, he'd probably say the same thing.
Yeah.
Just taking guys that, lived up to their potential, even though maybe that the potential wasn't very high, and just exceeded expectations. Mm-hmm. That had to be incredible. Who was your varsity coach, Julian?
Tom Riegel.
Was that your coach too, Billy?
No, he came in the year after I graduated.
Okay.
So I had Mark Christensen.
Okay.
Mark left, and when I graduated.
Sure. Okay.
So Billy coached under Coach Riegel, right?
Yep.
When you came back?
So when I came back, I was his JV coach for 3 years, and then I got that job. So
sure.
Every coach at South has been there about 9, 10 years. It's just been about a decade of head coaches.
That's great.
It goes all the way back, yeah.
That's good to hear. What are some of your favorite memories?
Playing, I think watching was – Jules' team going to state, that was neat. Awesome.
Sure.
Yeah, and the Final Four run was great.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a tremendous run for a 9 seed or 8 seed, whatever you guys were.
Wow.
So for myself, playing and coaching, you know, we won a lot.
Yeah.
You know, sectional final and multiple regional titles, you know, at South, at Ripon. We won, I don't know how many conference titles. I was a part of maybe 4 out of the 7 years I was there, player and coach. Soccer, we won 4 in a row, my junior, senior year, and then 2 years I was head coach. So that those are great memories. And then coaching-wise, winning the conference title in 05, 06 for boys basketball. And the same year, that fall, sorry, I should step back.
That's
we won
okay.
the conference title for soccer.
Wow.
I was head coach.
Wow.
In 05, 06, and then I was head coach for basketball. We won basketball title, and we lost in the sectionals in both. So those are fond memories. I mean, winning's great, but people have no idea how hard it is to win. It doesn't matter if it's a regular season Classic 8 game, if it's a regular season non-conference game. I mean, winning a regional title.
Right.
You know, just winning 2 games to get to sectionals in any sport is tough.
Every game's a playoff game in the Classic 8.
Yeah.
No matter what the sport.
Yeah, winning, Yeah. Billy's right. I mean, my boss for the last 11 years, that's all he would say. Winning is so hard.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like Billy said, if people really understand that. The other part is losing is, it's just, especially when you, I think, more as a coach.
Right.
I think, you know, the other thing I've realized too is kind of coming back, how young, and I think this is critical for coaching, how young, like Billy's got a son, Morgan, who's going through an injury right now. But how young these high school kids really are.
Yeah.
They don't, like, I've been coaching college, you know, and you're coaching 18 to 23, 24-year-olds.
Right.
And they don't know much.
Sure. Yeah.
And then you start to think about 14 to 18, 17-year-olds. And so.
That frontal lobe hasn't been developed yet.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, so.
And I think that's important to realize.
We're going to continue this discussion after the break. I really like where we're heading with this, Julian and Bill Swartz. As This Week in Waukesha continues on WAUK 101 FM, 540 AM, and the Civic Media app. Do not go away.
But there's a lot of.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
CBS News Brief. For the first time since the war began, aid trucks are entering the Kerem Shalom border crossing between Israel and Gaza, as the main hospital in Gaza is in dire condition. BBC correspondent Frank Gardner.
It's described as a bloodbath there, with people with terrible injuries, doctors, nurses having to step over bodies, but some living, some not, on the floor.
During a campaign rally in New Hampshire, former President Trump said he would crack down on illegal immigration.
I think the real number is 15, 16 million people into our country. When they do that, we got a lot of work to do. They're poisoning the blood of our country. That's what they've done.
A nor'easter is hitting the East Coast.
By late Monday, we'll see some improvement, particularly across the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic. But by Tuesday, the whole region should see much improved conditions.
That's National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Bucks win again at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks wasted no time to put away the struggling Detroit Pistons at Fiserv Forum. The final, Milwaukee 146, Detroit 114. It was the Pistons' 23rd loss in a row, the worst losing streak in the team's history. Pistons head coach Monty Williams on why he called a timeout early in the first quarter to chew out his players.
Rarely do I have to call a timeout and jump the group the way I did tonight. We knew this would be a tough stretch. To not have that dog grit toughness to start the game was something that I had to call the group up on.
The Bucks are now 18-7, a game and a half behind the Boston Celtics. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
I thought our entire team had the right approach coming into this game. You can never judge a team on their record. I think they got a lot of talent on that team, but I love our approach of coming in and taking care of business early. The first 5 minutes were critical. I thought we set the tone. We had just great contributions from everyone.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some fog early, cloudy skies, highs topping out in the upper 40s, light west winds. For your Sunday night, drizzle and then changing to a little bit of light snow, mostly cloudy skies, blustery winds out of the west, lows dropping to the upper 20s. It's 39 at our studios.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
There's excitement surrounding Carroll University basketball this year. Head coach Lindsey Schultz and the Pioneer women are fired up to deliver another winning season in the CCIW. You can catch all the action of every Carroll women's home game right here. Join Don Brown as he takes you from tip-off through all the game excitement on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Mm-hmm.
merry gentleman. Hey, we're back. This is Waukesha. And this is the Bare Naked Ladies with fellow Canadian Sarah McLachlan doing their cover of God Rest You, Merry Gentlemen. Great song. Has kind of a little bluegrass influence there. So check that. Add that one to your Christmas music list. I'm Don Brown, your faithful host, joined by the Swartz brothers, Billy and Julian. And Julian had started a great conversation about the teaching role that a coach has, both for young collegiate adults and for young high school students, that there's still a lot that they have to learn. But we're going to keep a pin in that real quick. I want to announce that James Santel is back here in residence at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. His show, Morning Cannolis, is next. And Jim has, again, graced our guests and the staff with some, looks like some morning pastries. So sometimes it's cannolis from Glorioso's on Rady Street, and sometimes it's other delectables. And so I think it's, I'm glad that the Swartz brothers are being honored here by our resident attorney here at the, a resident counselor at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown.
Jeez.
Oh my God, these look like eclairs.
This is the last thing I need.
I love it. Thank you, James. Hey, we're still taking your calls, 844-967-2789. And yes, be sure to stick around for Morning Cannolis. And I want to, one of our announcements this week, first, a big shout out to the Waukesha North-South Fusion, who were recognized at the last school board meeting for their amazing state-bound season that included a Classic 8 co-championship. And the team, they shared the title of CMH. They beat in an incredible, I guess that's a sectional final to go to state. And Joe is also traveling to Florida. He received the Coach of the Year Award, I believe, for his youth coaching experience. And one of the pictures I had on Facebook was Joe with volleyball legend Karch Corrali. How cool is that? So, Bo Richter has just texted in saying, just what the Swartz boys need for breakfast.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, this is unbelievable, though. I ain't going to lie.
As Bill eats his Bo eats his Cap'n Crunch, I'm sure.
As most people know, I'm not a sweetie. I'm a salty, but.
Yeah, I'm a salty guy, too. Yep.
This is.
No doubt, no doubt.
Terrific.
So, hey, on a salty topic here, and again, we're back with the school board. Bo says, geez, what a show. As many of you know, this week was announced that Waukesha School District teachers' parents seek federal investigation into treatment of LGBTQ plus students. And the quote from Amy Menzel, a former Waukesha West teacher, at Waukesha School District leaders have effectively created a culture of narrow-mindedness and fear. The district's controversial issues policy was first adopted in 2017. The policy defines controversial topics as any issues that could arouse both support and opposition in the community. Very vague. And won't be surprised if Jim touches on this subject on Morning Cannolis comes out. So stick around for that. And Billy, as a member of the South faculty, we don't want to go there because you're obviously you're duty bound. But what I do want to say, though, is when I think of South, I think of a very inclusive culture for our kids. That again, one of the testimonials from a parent doing the open house a couple years ago to one of the Booster Club board members was that when you come to South, you feel like the minute you go in the door, you get a warm hug. And and you went there as a student, how would you say conditions are at our beloved Waukesha South?
Yeah, it's just a very special place, obviously a very diverse school now, compared to back in the, 90s.
Sure.
And it's I think the staff, is tremendous.
I agree.
We've had a lot of turnover, as many schools have, not just in Waukesha, but all over.
Right.
Education's, different in some ways.
Right.
But there's also a lot of staff that have been there for, a long time.
Yeah.
And so it's just a very, very special place. And I agree with what you just said. You just, when you walk in there, you feel, like a warm hug.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. And I think it's something too that also set Wisconsin apart from other states, and perhaps Peach Wabba could talk about this, is that of some of the top school districts in the country. I think it was like four or five of the top 20 at one time were here in Wisconsin. And there was a great Wisconsin. One of the attractions for people and companies to relocate here was the quality of our education. Mm-hmm. And so I believe, in spite of what's going on with the current political trends, that there's going to be a renaissance in the coming years, that maybe Act 10 could go away, and that young students it'll become attractive for these students again to teach. I know a few that want to go into teaching, and that it's been proven in Northwestern Mutual right here in our backyard is proof of that inclusive cultures are simply more profitable. Insurance rates are lower. People calling in sick, that's declined. These companies are 70-80% more likely to be, they're more innovative. They meet or exceed sales goals more than other companies do. And so it's just good business. Mm-hmm. And so, and I do like what I see at Waukesha South as a parent with two children that have gone through the system, if you will. And will be starting her freshman year in the fall. I feel very good about her. I believe she'll be enrolling in the engineering academy. And so I think this is a great feeling. But this also leads back to what the conversation we had before the break, what Julian said, is that, you know, as a coach, you're very much teaching, especially with, even with the college students, because they're young adults, mm-hmm. but also with children 14 to 18 at the high school ranks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and go real quick with Billy's son, Morgan, actually has, it's kind of said a lot to the topic. He's so proud. Like, I know my mom has said this, you know, he's told my mom, his grandma, this, like, he's so proud to go to Waukesha South. They live in Tulsa. So he's obviously open and enrolled, and he could go wherever, but, he's really, really proud of the fact that he goes to a high school that's so diversified. And I think that speaks volumes. And I think that's it's a testament to what he's going to, you know, and what all those kids are going to, the real world.
Right.
You know, when they step off next journey, whether it be into college or really go in the workforce and so on, that's life and that's real. And I think that's pretty cool. And I know Morgan is proud of that as I coached all those guys, you know, and they're really, really close. That's the one thing I got with coaching those guys this summer is they're very, very close. And so I think that diversification is really cool. But yeah, getting back to that, just again, coaching to me is, that's like I don't know how Billy feels about this. It's almost one of the last things you do is actually coach. I felt that in the college game. Like the last thing you really do is coach. I think if you want to just coach, if you can be in the NBA or the professional ranks, you're dealing with obviously professionalism, adults, different type of deal. And you're just really coaching strategy, all that stuff. Whereas, college, let alone I think maybe high school, to me, coaching is one of the last things you do. I think it's so much, like I said, counseling or listening, understanding. I think you got to have tough love, empathy, especially nowadays. I just think my biggest thing is, you got to love the kids now. I think from a relationship status.
Yeah.
I know I get the old school and I believe in the old school, the discipline and all that stuff. But now more than ever, like you got to love on these kids.
Right.
Before you can really then, and I think if you do that, if you show them how much you care, mm-hmm. and it doesn't take much, it could be a simple meal here or there, whatever, spend time one-on-one, whatever, but if you show these kids you care, then you got them. And then I think they want to be coached, and I think they want that toughness.
Yep.
So like I said, I think coaching is almost one of the last things you do. There's so much more to it that I think people probably don't realize.
And a lot of Miyagi-ing, right? A lot of wax on, wax off.
Relationships, it's so much relationships. And,
sure.
So.
And I imagine you agree, Billy?
Yeah, the thing I think about when Jules is talking here is, as a young coach, all we wanted to do was win.
Right, yeah.
You just want to win. And we taught lifelong lessons. And winning helps with lifelong lessons, and so does losing.
Right. Yeah.
But nowadays, I don't know how much time we actually spend at practices on technical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I let the guys play. And soccer, it's a beauty and a beast.
Right.
there's no, we can't call timeout.
Sure.
There's no, you know, time in between plays.
Right.
You know, the guys just got to play.
Sure.
And,
sure.
And so, you know, we just try to instill lifelong lessons and you know, get these kids to class on time and,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, get these guys to graduate and get these guys to go on to post-education or the work world. Because, you know, when you look back, most kids, there's a very small percent that go on and play college athletics.
Right.
Like it's under 5%. Almost impossible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even at the Division III level.
Right. It's higher. I mean,
it's under 5%.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
You know, when it's over.
Yeah.
And those seniors are done with their last competition.
Yeah.
It's the real world. And, yeah. Try to cherish as much time during Absolutely. The season that we're together.
Right. Right.
Because like soccer, it's only 2.5 months.
Yeah.
You know, that we're together, during the season.
Sure.
And like he said, it's over so quickly. If you look at the lifespan, if you actually spend some time reflecting on that,
right.
The majority, like Billy's saying, he's right. Statistically, I mean, the majority, 99% are probably done playing whatever they love.
Right.
From a competitive standpoint. Yeah, and they go play at the Y and all that. But it's structured at like 18 years old.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you're really, I think, trying to teach habits, you know, habits and culture and standards and all that. And if you can get that through to them, then they've got something that can last.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I arguably my favorite coach was a football coach who he cut me junior year, but we remained close friends. We're actually still friends on Facebook. And the one thing he introduced into our football program, which the rest of the program picked up, was long distance running. Before practice, during breaks, you're constantly running. And what ended up happening is we are the most well-conditioned team in the region. And we'd win games in the fourth quarter because we had just a lot more energy.
I think Billy does that with his soccer group.
Yeah, I imagine a lot.
Especially after a loss.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, we had that one practice.
Sure.
And we didn't lose for over 50 days after this very early morning practice after a very, very tough loss.
Sure.
And true story.
I believe this
past season.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and it's funny. You mentioned South had a good night free throw shooting. I think it was, what'd you say? It was like
19 for 25.
Yeah, that's 50%
for two.
That's a great night. Yeah. And I think about now, I was never a huge Bobby Knight fan, but there was one game where they lost because of free throw shooting, and it was at an assembly hall, I think that's how they call it, at Bloomington. And he made the player stay after the game. It was like that scene in the Miracle movie about the US Olympic hockey team where he made these guys stick around and shoot free throws like all night
now
long.
Now you can't do that. There's NCAA rules.
So,
a little different.
Yeah. So, hey, before I forget, Blackshirt Wrestling has their alumni night on December 21st, which is next Thursday. So, another great Waukesha South athletic program. All past Blackshirt wrestlers are invited to be recognized for your part in our program's history. Schedule of events includes South versus Arrowhead, West versus Arrowhead. There will be an alumni recognition, and then South plays West. That all starts at 4:30 next Thursday.
That's really cool.
And, you know, you get some real
fanatics. GOAT, you know, the whole GOAT thing gets tossed out a lot. I'll tell you who's one. Who's a GOAT is Ken Heine, the old wrestling coach at Waukesha South.
Wow.
You know, and so I hope.
Legend.
He's there. But, like, I grew up in a lot of my friends in high school were Dusty Smith, Ryan Lewis. Those guys were unbelievable.
Sure.
Wrestlers. And we used to watch, man, we would be on the basketball court practicing, and they'd be upstairs, and then they'd be coming down, and I'd be sitting there thinking I was tired and just watching those guys just.
They're eating lettuce sandwiches. Playing. That's a rough character development.
Fast during the day, spit in a cup to make weight.
No doubt. Crazy. Yeah, they're almost like political prisoners, hunger striking, you know.
But going back to Billy, though, with Waukesha South, there's so much tradition, I think, in whether it be teaching but there's been a lot of just legendary coaches, and Ken Heine is at the top.
Sounds great. Yeah. Hey, when we come back from the break, more about Waukesha South history and tradition and cool. sports and academics when This Week in Waukesha continues with the Swartz Brothers on WAUK Radio, 101.1 FM, 540 AM. Shaw. Star night, star.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Was Christmas Eve in the Trump time.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha. That's Glenn Hansard with other musicians playing Fairytale of New York at Shane McGowan's funeral earlier this week. And I just learned the funeral took place in his maternal family's hometown in Tipperary, where his mother was from and where he spent a good part of his early childhood, and it's a town called Ninach, which is where my mother's maternal family came from. So Shane could be a cousin of mine. So more on that in another show, but back here with the Swartz brothers, and we were talking about, I mentioned the alumni wrestling night, and that conjured up some great memories for Julian and Billy, and Ken Heine was the legendary coach that they had.
Yep.
So, and then we were talking about just this great tradition that's been there at South, in spite of a lot of tough seasons in different sports in the Classic Eight, that there were a lot of just great memories, great teachers in the coaching realm.
Mm-hmm.
So, who else do you remember that?
And Billy had talked about some of his great memories were watching our teams. I was the same. Actually, for me, it was just cool. I mean, in the 80s, you know, my parents still live right across the street from the track in the football field, which just was is still to this day one of just the coolest things to be able to have the gym right there, the football games, Friday Night Lights.
Sure.
But I grew up, like, I lived in that gym while Billy was a little bit older.
Yeah.
And was really, really cool. And I didn't play for him, but Billy's high school coach, Mark Christensen, and again, like Billy said, those coaches kind of stayed for about 10 years or so. But talk about powerhouse. When Mark Christensen was the basketball coach and then Jeff Trickey, you know, was the football coach.
Right.
You know, that's kind of what I saw, you know, in the 80s kind of growing up. And then during my years, obviously, I think Coach Regal is the best of the best. You know, Dave Roush was just a tremendous human being, and just, I mean, talk about a great teacher and everybody loved. He was during those Ken Heine and so forth. So you just had a group of teachers kind of just old school that were in it and just that were just so good to the kids and so forth. So I just nothing but great, you know, memories and thoughts about South. And South being, you know, again, kind of the founding school,
right,
you know, of Waukesha, you know, and hearing stories from my dad and the differences, you know, now between when they grew up and went to school and so forth and so on. So nothing but love for South.
I love that. Love that. Hey, and then switching over to some more city news, don't forget the winter spring activity guide is out. And I actually flipped through one of the pages, and there's actually like road trips you can take through Parks and Rec, these programs that have been prearranged. And one of them is like I'm waiting for this to download. It's like a Carol King tour or workshop in Fort Atkinson. Carol King, I guess, had some of the great music, you know, Tapestry, one of the greatest albums of all time. Something about it's going on in Fort Atkinson, and you sign up and you pay a few bucks. It's not much, but they have different little road trips like this around the area, even down in a couple places. And Illinois, and thought that was pretty impressive. You can actually, one, sign up for the newsletter the city puts out every 2 weeks. That's a great, great resource. And number two, when you do download the, from there, you can download the weekly or the winter spring activity guide. And on page 33 is that listing of like road trips you can take. And that's cool. So there's basketball and there's cooking classes. There's just a good range of activities you can do. But I think that's another nice wrinkle that people could take advantage of are these little road trips. And as much as we love watching our kids being involved in their sports, my wife and I, we look forward to that day when we're empty nesters and we can take advantage of little things like this, travel the state more, even just travel Waukesha more. There's just so many hidden gems. Waukesha Unlocked is coming back next fall, and that's another great Julian, yeah, you definitely have to check that out while you're here. It's like there's probably buildings you've never been inside of the whole time you grew up here. Julian Emboli, that just amazing history and amazing stories. So that's neat. It'll also give you the calendar of the garbage and recycling days. So that's good. There's an online disposal guide, which is also extremely helpful. So did you guys do much with Parks and Rec growing up? Were there a lot of great activities you could take advantage of?
That's all everything was for me.
Back then, yeah.
Yeah. Park and Rec baseball, Park and Rec soccer. Basketball we had at the elementary schools. That went away, sadly.
Yeah.
But that was awesome. And then, obviously, the club sports, there weren't many.
Right.
So you had to be elite to play AAU basketball. You had to be elite to play, Blazers baseball.
Yeah.
Soccer. There were two clubs in town, and then they merged. It was Waukesha and SC, and then they merged to SC Waukesha years later.
I really hope that a lot of that can come back, just making it affordable and accessible for so many kids in our community. Yeah. And we're running out of time, so I just want to make a big shout-out to the River's End Gallery on Main Street. If you're looking for some great jewelry for your wife, everything there is 20% off, and I hit the jackpot. I got something my wife's really going to love. There's also great in the back. There's an actual gallery behind like the main jewelry counter. And there's a guy, a local guy, I forgot the name, but there's some really cool holiday and just greeting cards with some great art on that. People actually cut these pieces of art out and they make framed photos for that. So, pictures they can put on a wall. But in the 2 minutes we have left, Billy and Julian Swartz, what is it you want Waukesha to know about the Swartz family? That we haven't discussed yet.
Oh boy, I don't know. I think as Jules mentioned or alluded to before, Papa. I don't know if many people know, but Papa grew up as a farm boy.
Nice.
And the Swartz farm was basically where Waukesha North High School is at Lowell.
Mm.
And so,
wow,
that was all the Swartz farm. And he rode his pony to school when he was young, and we grew up. Yeah. Watching the fireworks there.
Wow. And now we can do it again.
And now we can do it again. Unfortunately, I got hit by a car when I was 7. And
oh, no.
Yeah, I'm right there, but survived it. And Papa grew up a farm boy and became a legendary teacher and coach for a long time. So
that's fantastic. Billy Swartz, Julian Swartz, I'm really honored to have you both here on the show this morning. It was a great opportunity to get to know Julian better. Billy, I've had the honor of knowing for quite a few years. He coached my daughter in basketball and was a teacher for our other daughter in gym and might have had Evan in a class. Mm-hmm. But thanks again for joining us this morning. And don't forget, Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel is on next here on WAUK 101.1 540 AM. Remember, safety is everyone's responsibility this holiday season in that... also, good mental health is also everyone's responsibility and right. So, thanks again.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks. You bet. This was great. Thank
you
so much.
Enjoy your Saturday. Yeah. Thanks again. And see ya. When all our dreams come
true. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.